Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm James Mason. Saudi Arabia had been blacklisted by the US government due to piracy overshadowing its likely £300 million takeover of Newcastle. The Desert Kingdom was put on a priority watch list following complaints from the Premier League, FIFA and the International Olympic Committee, as well as broadcasters including Sky and BT Sport. It comes as the Premier League considers whether to allow a takeover of the Magpies, which would give Saudi Arabia's public investment fund an 80% stake in the club. Moving on, and Jamie Redknapp has called for Steve Bruce to be shown more respect as speculation over his removal as United manager mounts. Bruce's position at St James's Park looks secure until the end of the current season, but is increasingly uncertain thereafter, with Newcastle's prospective new owners reportedly identifying Mauricio Pochettino and Rafa Benitez as potential managerial options. However, Redknapp believes that Bruce's achievements under testing conditions at Newcastle have been overlooked, and he sees no reason why the 59-year-old should not be given the chance to lead the Magpies into this new chapter in the club's history. And finally, Matt Ritchie admits that lockdown is proving to be a bittersweet experience as the country continues to stay at home and observe social distancing measures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. The 30-year-old has been isolating with his wife and two children at the family home in the southwest, along with a growing list of animals, including 4 horses, 2 sheep, and a brood of chickens. Ritchie has been splitting his days between running, cycling, and gym work as he looks to retain his fitness, as well as spending time with his household and getting his hands dirty as he tends to his livestock. Speaking about this though, Richie said, "Lockdown is bittersweet. Like everyone else, I'm trying to make the best of it." That's all for now. We'll have more later.